after dust. Life 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 after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. Life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Fed J. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Teddy J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all in one show and it fits like a glove on the
life after dust. 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 If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. 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 If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. This is your boy, Sonny J. It's a beautiful Thursday right here on Life After Dust Live. And we do it big every freaking week, man. Monday through Thursday, we get some of the hottest shows on the net. And, of course, you know, this is the fourth annual Dust Bottle Bus. All July, we are celebrating it. And we're bringing to you through model interviews, bringing to you blog tips, bringing to you through projects, preparing for the launch of Human Canvas Magazine. So many different things going on at one time. Just a beautiful thing. And, of course, my co-host, the most, you check it in the second, my third, Tara Lemonski. And, of course, we got a special guest on today's show. I know how we do it. We got a special guest, Neil J, who be in the building, always from OKC, showing some love and be chopping up with her about how she might be new, very new to the industry, but how we'll be talking to her about how very strategic she is in every moment and while she's still living the life of being a military wife all at one time. So many things I'm talking to her about. That's who got my co-host the most in the building now. What's up, Terry?
What's up? We are live on Life After Dusk Live. What's good?
Oh, my God. You know, it's a lot. You know, I'm ready for the show. And, of course, you know, we talk a lot about hotness. And whatnot, but you know, also too, don't get it twisted. I'm very, very aware of where in the world news and where in something that goes into politics and something just goes into our life. And one of those things that has been going on for the longest, and that's the Trayvon movement, and that's basically, man, it's this case. It's, you know, it's going to come to an end, man. So it comes to end tomorrow. It's been long awaiting to find out, you know, what's going to happen to Mr. George Zimmerman, who was actually responsible for Trayvon Martin's death. You know, there's this whole thing, you know, how he necessarily killed him and this, that, and the other, and it was an accident. You know, he was fighting for his life, self-defense, but you know, he just keeps going back and forth, and just can't wait for, you know, it's in the hands of the jury now. All the facts have been spread to this, all the opinions and all that other stuff have been put out there. So, you know, hopefully it's crazy. You know, also, too, a lot of people don't think about, they haven't really thought about into the equation is that whole stand your ground crap that's in Florida. You know, that can come say your boy George Zimmerman's behind. So just sitting back and just, you know, just really just thinking on it, just saying just hurry and get through it. Just get through it.
Exactly, man. We've been waiting too long. Seriously. That should have been taken care of as soon as it happened, man. This case shouldn't have went for as long as it has. So I just can't wait, honestly. And you got this beautiful thing that's going on Instagram, too, where everybody's blacking out their profile pictures on Instagram for Trayvon. So it's like, it's crazy because the word's getting around so much and everybody's blacking out their profile pics, you know, for Trayvon and in memory of Trayvon and stuff. So let's just hope for the best, really.
Right. I didn't know, but I'm glad you put me down. I might do things a little different. I have an idea of something I'm going to do a little different. I just have to wait and see on my Instagram, whatnot, but. Man, I'm so excited about, I guess, a business show, and you know that just get my mind. We just chop it up and just be goofy because right now, you know, I've seen this and it just drives me nuts. Because I was paying attention to this, you know, while I was even in Memphis too, I was paying attention to it and it was just tripped me out, man. Just watching the whole thing unravel, it's just crazy. This trial. I don't have to say, man. It really just takes it out of you. I mean, there's even been stuff with people, making fun of witnesses and whatnot. You know, Rachel Gentile, that's a friend of Trayvon Martin. You know, a lot of people were talking, you know, making fun of her. Just all kind of stuff. It's just stupid, like. Sometimes I feel that we try to do too much at the wrong time.
True. I agree. I really agree with you.
But I can't wait. Like I say, I just can't wait to see how it comes out. Because people know me. I wasn't doing no fake nothing. I was really taking a stand on it. We even had a show after we did this, too. We had on UNT, shout out to my UNT family. And that's, for those of y'all know what UNT is, that's University of North Texas. And we were actually doing a walk. We had a walk, you know, basically walking from the campus all the way to MLK Center, which is a decent walk. I don't care, no one says it's a pretty decent walk. And what was so beautiful about it was, you know, you really heard a lot of people was just tripping to other areas. Where, you know, a lot of people just show pictures of mainly just marches of just black people. But, looking at this, it was just so beautiful because there, it shows how the country should be. The phrase one after something, like, no, they say, it's not about a black or white thing, it's about the right thing. And the thing was, it was people all walks of life walking to say, hey, we're not going to take this. And I loved it because it wasn't, you know, we were walking together and standing up for this, but also, too, it was bringing other people together. You know, it's interesting because there was one white dude that was with me, and he was walking with me. He was, like, kicking a soccer ball. He was kicking the soccer ball back and forth to me, and it just shows that, you know, it was just, you know, no one's hostile towards each other, like, I don't want to talk to you because you're white. It was just crazy to just see that. That did not matter. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, you hear, let's go to the MLK Center, and how often do you see, and you know, the MLK Center is usually in the hood, and how often do you see a gaggle of white people go to the MLK Center and just go there? So that was just beautiful to look at.
Exactly.
Like, it didn't even matter.
That's beautiful, so, man.
That's how they do it. We do good things. Shout out to all y'all. Man. And I love it, too. A lot of them actually, a lot of the UNT family, you know, they actually hit me up and let me know if they actually listen to the show. And it's just a good look, you know, to see people that supporting you. Like, Aubrey, this is one, like, I remember this one person was like, telling a friend of mine, matter of fact, telling the girl, Junie, one of our lowest supporters, and he was telling her, oh, man, like, he was watching, like, he was in class. The dude was in class on his computer, and he was listening to the show while he was in class. Not saying I'm encouraging being off task, but
right.
It's just like, wow, it's just crazy that people, you know, surfing and that and doing this. But to hear something crazy like, wow, somebody's, like, listening to the show in the classroom, they listen to your radio show while they're in the classroom, it's just crazy to just take all in.
Yes, that is so crazy. Stay on task, but anyways, I appreciate it. We appreciate it.
I know we're trying to say don't pay attention, but, you know, we just like to show love that, you know, it's just crazy to see that, man, people really do support and people don't understand. We say these numbers, it's not just me just making up numbers. You know, I even screenshot them time to time so that people know, don't believe me, just watch.
Yeah.
So, it's not just because of us.
Yeah.
I mean, we are all right. But it's because of y'all, all the guests that come through, all the fans that come through that support us.
Exactly. Don't believe me, just watch. We ain't all of that in the bag of chips. You know.
We all right. All right, so we're going to go ahead and go to a quick song break. I got to play this song because I'm in this mode right now. This is by my boy, Flo Sick. This is Ready Night, Georgia. And we'll be back after this.
It's a rainy night down in Georgia. Whips on his back, got him following orders. Cuts on his back sting from all that water. White man raping great grandpa's daughter. Got a nigga thinking payback, my people were slaughtered. They was beat till they bled like pigs, and spit at and stepped on like a piece of shit, and was hung from a tree for everything they did. 400 years and racism still exists. That's why they scared of the modern day African. Try to enslave us, it ain't happening. How would you like it if I noosed your neck, put a slug in your dome, drag your body with the back of my whip? I'm not bitter, I'm just mad as shit that my people was treated way less than nothing. I feel like grabbing a gun and start busting. Preach.
Well, I think to teach a man to hate himself is much more criminal than teaching him to hate someone else. And look at you. Who taught you to hate yourself? What makes the so-called Negro unable to stand on his own two feet? He has no self-confidence. He has no proud confidence in his own race. Because the white man destroyed your and my past. Destroyed our knowledge of our culture. And by having destroyed it, now we don't know we have any achievement, any accomplishment. And as long as you can be convinced that you never did anything, you can never do anything.
For the storms approaching. Man on his knees, he can hear death calling. Unfortunate, no evidence, but found guilty. Fuck belief in the judicial system, none's in me. Middle finger to the cops and all the judges. R.I.P. Troy Davis, you ain't the only brother. They murdered in cold blood and tried to cover up. This fight'll last a lifetime, I'm standing knuckled up. R.I.P. Emmett Till and Dr. King Jr. Can't forget Mega Evers, we give thanks to you. And Rosa sitting up there in the front. You'd be surprised how many seats we pass to stand in the back of the bus. It sucked and fucked up. Your dreams been turned to glorified drug dealing and letting guns bust. You know we won't prevail without unity. Time to make a change right now. What's up to you and me?
We wake up, we clean up, and we stand up. And once we can stand up like a man on our own feet, we stop loading the white man. And we stop apologizing. long as you're running around here bragging about your pop in this so-called American democracy, then you will always be looked down upon as a chump.
All right, we're back. We're back on Life That Does Live. Your boy, Sadie J, your girl, Tara LaMosca.
Yeah.
Yes,
back in the building.
That was Brady 9 in Georgia. Slow Six.
I like that.
Yes. I know, man. It's like, I like it because, I mean, it just fits perfect what we're discussing. And that's just how I feel. I want some old Superman to die as a baby. I'm off the mask. I mean, I get to watch it unravel. So, here you go. It's about to get real.
About to get real.
All right. So now, without further ado, I want to welcome our very, very, very special guest, all the way from OKC in the building.
Whoa, whoa.
I want everybody to welcome my girl, Neela.
What's up?
Yay.
Okay,
like,
audio.
Jay, like City J. I mean, it is what it is. JJ, that's how we do it.
What's up, everybody? What's going
on? What's up? First off, man, you know, we got to give you some props on, you know, you've been going hard for all the other model shows ever since you started rocking with us. You know, let everybody know, hey, check him out. You've been going hard, so, you know, we appreciate that because it's not, you know, a lot of people don't realize that in order to get, you know, in order to make it happen, sometimes you need to start, you can't get mad but nobody supporting you, you're not going to support anybody else. So I appreciate you taking your time out every day and supporting those people.
You're welcome. It's all out of love, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, you don't support anybody else, you know, support yourself. So, you know, I do what I can when I can.
Do what you can when you can when you can. All right. Yep. Feel that most definitely. Now, you know, first off, I want to get into, you know, let everybody know you're from OKC, which is Oklahoma City, for those of you who don't know that.
Old City and No City, Thunder Alley, Loud City, what up?
I guess Tara started with her silly, so, you know, she going to say, she going to start her Detroit saying.
Aww.
Yeah, Tara got to say it for y'all, name Detroit, she'll let you know.
That's all right. I'm riding with Detroit. I'm riding with Detroit football this year, though.
For sure. It's all the.
First off, no, go ahead, everybody know, you know, how you actually got started into modeling, and you know what decided to keep doing it. Like, what's the drive that made you say there's something you want to do?
I've been modeling since I was younger, and it just really intensified as I got a little bit older. What's keeping me going is I love the industry. I love meeting new people. I love, you know, basically making love to the camera and, you know, coming out with some beautiful shots. You know, it's just not a hobby for me. This is life. This is a job. I'm doing this for
right, fun. And I mean, and that's the thing. Like, a lot of people, like, it shows, like, even this, when you take the pictures, because you do so many different styles, and you can tell that you're really having fun with it. And you try to, you kind of try to keep your own thing going on. But, you know, when you watch your different images. And, I mean, I'm still tripping off one of the things you had told me. There was there's an applied news shoot she does, right? And it throws me a head cock, but she's like, well, when I was doing this shoot, I had just barely found out I was pregnant.
Yeah.
I said, what? tripped me the heck, tripped me all the way the heck out.
Yeah, I was about a month pregnant. Didn't even know it.
Wow. It's
crazy.
So, like, how did you bounce back from that? Because, you know, I know how we are advocates on here for, you know, first off, just because you're pregnant does not mean you can't make it happen in the industry. Two,
yeah.
I know we don't accept for no excuses of saying, no, if you really, really love modeling, who the heck said you can't have a kid and model at the same time? So,
yeah.
You know, going for both of those, how did you find a way to bounce back and just make it keep happening?
I mean, right now, it's bouncing back is being in the gym right now, because right after this, I'm going to the gym. So, you know, working out and doing what I can, you know, it's not an easy thing to do when you big and pregnant, trying to bounce back and be, you know, 150, 140 pounds, you know.
Right. I be keeping you on. You be getting me inspired. I be watching you on Instagram, like, man, I mean, hit that. You know, I got this freaking 25 fitness membership for no reason, not just for fun.
Right.
So you be getting me motivated, man. I be looking like, all right, I'm motivated.
Man, you should have came to the gym. I was just set up you like a couple of hours ago.
What?
The gym was 220,000 square feet.
Man, I'm telling you, I know what we doing you here. I'm going to the gym. I'm going to the gym with you. Like, hey, we getting there. We all went together. Like, hey, you getting there? I'm in there. So definitely. So, you know, another big thing that we talk about a lot too. You know, kind of divvying a little bit from the modeling side is, you know, of course you're a military wife as well. You know, how do you balance being a mom and a military wife? How do you balance that all out? And the model all together.
It's hard. I'm not even gonna lie, it's hard. It gets a little stressful, you know. But I signed up for it. So I put my name on that piece of paper and agreed to marry my husband, I signed up. So whatever he goes through, I go through. Not easy. People think it's easy.
And how do you stay strong as far as, you know, because sometimes, a lot of times, he may have to leave and go overseas or, you know, and be gone for long periods of time. Sometimes, how do you cope with that? Like, what is your coping mechanism, and how do you still keep that chemistry of being able to be cohesive with each other?
I've already decided in my head that he ain't going nowhere. He's not going back to the desert, whether he gets orders or not. And I've already said that. I told him that if he gets orders to the desert, he might as well pack another bag for me, too, because I'm going right along with him. You know, I'm be right by his side. But as far as coping with it, I mean, that's what Skype is for. Skype mm-hmm. and video chat and FaceTime. I mean, I
can't hate
to keep it
easy,
but it's not easy. You
got to
make
ways.
Because
it seems like sometimes, you know, I mean, it's sometimes not making a stereotype about every chick, but it'd be some of these chicks, man, some of these days, they don't hold you down like they used to, man. Like they'll just be like, you know what, whatever, you know, and just really get weary, and lose their head and go do something crazy, like almost take their life because of not necessarily being able to see that person. And you know, I don't ever really see you stressed up. You know, of course I'll be there with you 24/7 like a reality TV show camera. But for what I perceive, you don't seem like you stressed. You know, you just find a way to, you know, be at peace of mind and just know that he's in a peaceful spot and just know that God got him.
Yeah. Some of them females, lose their heads. They're not built for it. They thought they were. Later to find out that they're not. It's just one of those things, like, you have to keep a mentality that, you know, yeah, you're with someone that's in the military, but you have to live your life as a like you're going to be a single parent. So, if you can't live your life like you're going to be a single parent, then you don't need to be in this lifestyle. I mean, that's how I live every day.
I've never heard no one break it down that way before. I think you're the first person I ever heard, like, really break it down that way.
Yeah, like, you have to live your life as a woman. You have to live your life as if you're going to be a single parent. So you have to hold the household down. You do have to get out and work. You will have to provide for your child or your children. But that's the way you have to think about it. And if you can't think about it like that, you think he's going to be there for you forever. God forbid that, they pass away or whatever. This is not the lifestyle that you need to be in.
I got scared. I'm like, oh, my Kelly, I thought I lost my Kelly.
The storm,
she disappeared. It took off the freaking thing. I'm like, come on, Blog Talk, not today.
Yeah, like,
everybody got tired for that. And like, these stars, like, she was saying something, and all of a sudden it swooped her.
Yeah. Oh my God, connection.
So what we gonna do next? We're gonna go ahead and go to a quick song, and then we come back. I hope you're ready. Because it's just getting started. You even got to the crazier part of the show, and that's when Taryn brings her Taryn turn up time. So hope you're ready. Don't be scared.
You talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you. You know I'm talking to you.
I ain't nobody scared.
Make sure you ain't scared, okay? Just like, we don't let people be scared on here, right?
All right.
So we're gonna go to a quick song, and then we come back from this quick song. We are gonna continue on the show. One of my favorite parts of the show. I love. You never know. Sometimes Taryn is a little nice. Sometimes Taryn is a little naughty, so we're going to find out what it is. All right.
Oh, boy.
Like
to the night. How I'll eat a fish, sharing weed, eyes bloodshot, gang wars in the streets, staring different. You were sure with the business. Harry Potter power, sweet forget and go for the citrus. Ain't cannon, nigga, please do not pose if it clicks. You're all exposed and we can see through the holes here. Whistle, I see your lame ass about to go down like a plane crash. I ain't ever hear fucking beat that I can't smash. Ain't past my prime, Megatron, way past peers. Watch you drown in depression, press some wave glass. Sleep the fifth in a plain glass. Went on trial for your house, pump full of strange gas. Your mother button fuck, uppercut it and face stab. Your kids found cut, split in half on the train track. It's that bad.
Alright. Y'all know what time. Y'all know what time that is. Y'all know that, please.
Hey.
That's my boy AM, aka Angry Man, with his track Follow the Code. So we're back on Life After Dusk Live, and it's that time, y'all. Terran Attacker.
Oh my gosh.
I got to do it like Pokemon.
Yeah. All right. My first question is, what separates you from other models? What do you feel separates you from other models in the industry?
Let's see. Man, I'm real. I'm me. I'm acting like me off the camera is the same as in front of the camera. Nobody can tell me nothing. I'm turned up. That's how I am.
I feel it definitely. Okay. So where do you see modeling taking you? Like, I always ask that question, but, I mean, everybody has different visuals. Are you trying to build, like, a platform for yourself to viral off in the acting or owning your own modeling agency, or do you just strictly want to blow up in modeling?
No, I'm not the type of person that's a one-act horse, you know what I'm saying? I want to do modeling. I want to do acting. If I got to do voiceovers, if I got to do commercials, you know, I can do commercials for you, City. I can do commercials all day long. You know, if I got to do that, I'll do it all. You know?
I feel that. Nice.
You know?
Real nice. Okay, well, what are some ways, how can you tell other females how to separate their personal and business lives? Because, I mean, as we heard, you have a personal life. Like, a lot of, you know, I get a lot of people on here when I ask that question. Some people kind of get caught up, even me, you know, at a time I found out, like, I didn't really have a personal life. So how do you separate your business from personal?
I mean, when I step in my house, it's all family time. I don't, you know. I may pub from the time I wake up to the time I go to sleep, but that's only when I'm not playing with my son or spending time with my husband or my other immediate family members. The business stays outside of the house. So if we want to talk business, making money, and all that kind of stuff, that got to take place, you know, 20 miles away from my house. It's not coming inside of it. I don't like dealing with business in the house, but it's
okay.
My family.
Nice. So, what type of girl are you? Do you wear a lot of dresses, or do you wear cargo, crop tees? What's your style?
Man, like, I just started wearing more heels, you know, more often, but I'm mostly like a polo shirt, capris, and some float shoes type of girl. I mean, I can't do the heels every day. I'm not as some people would say, a lipstick type of chick. That's not me. I only put on makeup when I have to, and that's photo shoot time. So, other than that, I'm straight up.
I feel that. Now, tell me about OKC. Like, I mean, I could go about Detroit all day, but I haven't been to, you know, your city. So, let me, how is it there? What is it like?
It's fun. We've built up over the past couple of years, you know, now that we have basketball, NBA in the area now. That's bringing a lot of entertainment, a lot of publicity for our city. I mean, Oklahoma City has grown a lot in the past, I'll say about 3-4 years from the time that I was born, where it was just rough and hard and everybody was struggling, to now, to where we're blooming. We're getting there. I mean, very
nice.
Amazing.
Real nice. So what are the main things, like, because I feel like every city has a hustle. I mean, I just know Detroit, that's just a hustling city, you know? But
right.
how would you, like, describe OKC's hustle and your hustle? Like, what has OKC taught you, and what are you teaching OKC?
Man, OKC taught me, you know, it's a dog-eat-dog world out there. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
You got to survive on your own. I mean, hustle, do what you got to do in order to make money. Basically, do what
right.
you got to do. Otherwise, ain't nobody going to make it for you either.
I feel that. I definitely feel that. So what are some of your ways of inspiring others and putting your city on?
I mean, I speak positively. I don't ever tell anyone, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that. I keep it real positive because, you know, as well as I can be something, they can too.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen a lot of people that say, oh, I can't do this because of that, this, that, and the third. I got 3 full kids. I got a basketball team, a family. You know, there's no such thing as you can't do it. You just need to set your mind up and get out there and do it.
I feel that. I definitely feel that. So what advice can you give mothers out there? Because I know a lot of women, when they feel like they have children, that they have to stop their career, kind of put their career at a pause. So what can you tell other women out there, like, on how to maintain being a mother and still living out their dreams? Because, I mean, do you agree when I say your life doesn't stop when you have kids? I hate when people actually say that. Like, your life is over when you have children. Like, what? I thought it was like a blessing, you know?
Right. No, first off, your life as a mother and your career never stops at all. Like, I know people who have like 4 kids and they're still doing what they need to do, you know, to make their career happen. So you don't stop just because you push out a couple of kids. You stop when you're dead. You know,
mm-hmm.
you're 6 feet under the ground. But as far as inspiring other people, other mothers, you know. Don't stop. If you have a dream, you have a goal, don't stop it on your kid. One monkey don't stop the show.
I feel that.
One monkey doesn't stop the show. So keep your life going. You know, go hard for yourself. If you don't go hard for your children or your family members, your husband, your guy friend, your lady friend, whatever, don't stop.
I feel that. I definitely feel that. So what's your next gig do you have coming up?
I actually have a photo shoot in Arlington, Texas, actually tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
So I'm be down there for that. And then, you know, I think Pretty Jay said he got a little gig tomorrow night.
That sound about right. It sound about right.
So I'll be flying through that little event tomorrow night also. If anybody want to come out, come meet and greet, take some pictures with me, do what you do.
Nice. That's what's up. That's definitely what's up. So where do you see yourself? Like, where are you trying to leave your name and print your name in this modeling industry within the next, like, 2 years, let's just say? Where do you see yourself? What do you want to be? Like, do you want to be on a cover of Black Men and or Cosmo? Like,
I want to see myself on Ebony or Essence magazine. Honestly.
Ooh.
And I've always wanted to do that. Like, when I was younger, I was like maybe 15 years old, I wanted to be in the Ebony fashion fair model. So, because my mom, she did makeup for him. So I was like, man, how cool would that be to work with your mom while you pursuing your dream, and she's doing her dream, you know?
Right.
So, I mean, that's where I see myself in 2 years. So I got to get on. I need to get my hustle game a little bit harder than what it already is.
Of course.
Well, I learned something new. I didn't know that your mom was all doing stuff with him. Okay, you learned something new
every day. Yeah. So, that's my dream right there. So, if anybody knows anybody that's working with Ebony Magazine, Ebony Fashion Fair, hit me up.
Y'all heard her. Y'all heard her. Calling y'all out. I gotta put you on blast, Terrence. She know. I hope you know that when put on blast, I know that's always the hardest part for everybody.
No, man, don't do that.
It's always so hard, but I'm gonna do. I gotta do it to you. Who's your favorite photographer that you've worked with so far? Why?
Oh no! Don't do that.
Y'all get off that easy.
Don't do that.
Yeah, you want to see? I told you, it's going to be like, it's the hardest one. You'll be like, I'm going to break so pretty. Nah, I ain't trying to hear that.
Man, okay. All right. I do have one, though. All right. If any of the other people are listening, you know, kind of ignore this part. But his name is David Michael. He actually is an Army man who is stationed in Oklahoma. He did combat photography while in the desert, which is Afghanistan. So
wow.
He kind of understood my situation, and I understood his situation, you know, being in the desert and military background. So, I mean, I enjoyed my photo shoot with him. It was one of those things that's kind of like someone finally, you know, some semi understands me and what I deal with and go through. And not just I understand what you're, you know, the fake concern. So, David Michael P, you're at the top of the list, homie.
Okay, yeah, that's actually right. One of the ones we had in the bio. I know we had, we talked about William Stasis in our studios and David Michael. Okay.
Yes.
I mean, I'm looking at David, David Michael, he did go in.
Yeah. And that was after my pregnancy, guys. So those photos were all taken after my pregnancy. So still do it. You do it before, during, and after. Yeah.
No excuses. No excuses.
Oh my goodness.
Okay.
Who's on that? Who just said that?
That was me. You know.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'm trying out for American Idol. You
know, oh, okay. I see.
I'm glad. You know, game recognized game. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, as far as if you had to pick three places in the world that you could travel to, if you had a choice, and do a shoot at, what were those three places? I usually don't throw it out there like that, but let's mix it up a little bit. If you pick three places in the world that you can do a shoot at, why would you pick them? What places would they be, and why would you pick them?
First one off the top of my head, I've always wanted to shoot there, is Okinawa, Japan. My husband actually came from Okinawa before we met each other, and he was telling me about the beaches and how clear and pretty the water is there. And I've seen photos where you can see straight through the water to the sand. It's just beautiful there. My second one would probably be, it's kind of hard. I'm going to go ahead and say Detroit. Because I like the grittiness of the town.
Yes.
City.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, yeah. Don't get her started.
I really do. I like the grittiness of the town. I mean, I ain't digging the attitudes and all that, but you know, I like.
See, but I got to back it because it's like everybody thinks, I mean, I'm not going to lie and try to sugarcoat anything about Detroit, but what I am going to say is that you do have nice, genuine people that are in Detroit. It's not all a, I'm going to rob you. Mostly, yeah, but you just got to understand the
Right.
You, man, let's say it like this. You come to Detroit, I'll give you a tour myself, so you ain't got to worry about nothing. And you'll probably be like, wow, I love Detroit, you know, unless, you know, you outside after 8 or 7.
Oh, well, we got to be in before the streetlights come on?
Yeah, I'll keep you good, though.
Oh, okay. All right. Cool. And then my third choice would be, honestly, probably Thailand. I have this infatuation with the Indonesian culture and the things that they study and their religion. I have a strong infatuation with it. So my shoot there would probably be with the geisha and stuff like that. Or not geisha, but the Ganesh. That's my career.
You know what? When you said the Japan, you know, I was already visualizing a crazy shoot. It was just all over here in my mind as you said. I'm like, man, my brain just started going to work. Like, you're like basically like his super ninja.
Oh, ninja?
Yes, like a ninja, right? But it's not just a plane, but it's like a glamour. It's like a glamour that hits the ninja. When I kind of, it's like all these different ideas that came with it. It's crazy.
All right, we're going to link up. We're going to discuss that real soon.
Yes, you did. That would be a crazy. Oh, God, man. You got. Y'all know what happens when my brain starts to go to work. It's a wrap.
Yeah.
It's a wrap. Okay. So, as far as if you. Now, and this in Taryn, I always have to put this on glass a lot. And I love it so much because. I feel because I would love like answers, and you get different answers from different people on it. As far as, you know, if you had to pick a negative part of the industry and the positive part of the industry, what would those be? Like, what do you see that's negative in the industry now, and what do you see that's positive?
The negative would probably be automatically how each and every female hates on another female, you know, for what they have, what they have accomplished, their body parts, mm-hmm. her boobs and butt are fake, her nose is fake, her hair, you know, goes on down the line. That would be the negative. You know, you should always be positive towards each other. I'm not jealous of anybody. What for? The positive would have to be the experience that you get from being with another person who's trying to do the same exact thing as you are. As the photographer, he's trying to build himself up as well as you're trying to build yourself up. So as long as you have a common goal together, I think that's a good positive as far as this industry. To me, that is. Right? Everybody else's answer is different. That's what I see.
And for those, I mean, I paid very close attention to everybody came to the show, and that was actually a completely different answer than I heard from everybody else. I agree. It is a lot of hating because y'all know me. I say this enough. I can't say enough, but I put it on blast because it is what it is. And there was a certain person that was on DustFight.com. About a year ago, erased their account about a year ago because they said there was too much eye candy on DustFight.com. And first of all, last time I checked, if you went through the whole website, who said it was all eye candy on there? And second off, what is it with this whole inside hatred that you want to continue to do? Because it pissed me off that, hey, You can talk that kind of trash because you can do high fashion because your measurements fit it. But until you do something to make sure that everybody else can do it, don't go hating on another model. I cannot stand that.
Right. That, man. That,
I had so much respect for her, and all my respect for her went completely out the window when she did that.
Yeah.
And if you listen, I hope you know that's why I feel.
Ooh, she's listening. But
yeah, I was gonna say, was that shot fired?
People just too judgmental. Shay like that. Said he just had to put her out there. But I ain't like that neither, though. So, it's yeah, whatever. Anyways. But, people just too judgmental, man. I can say that. I'm not going to knock anything because, I mean, I done did both. I done did urban and high fashion. You know what I mean? So, it's, you got your differences. It's urban, you know, all straight positive, no. It's, but when you get further into the industry, you're going to learn a lot about it. You know what I mean? It's a lot you have to learn. So, you know, and a lot of people think they come into the game and they don't understand. Like, you have to kind of shape, you have to make your own game out of the game. You got to force the game to turn your way. You can't go because you're going to get played. Like, that's just how it is. You're going to get played. Like, do you know how many people it is nowadays that are strippers and models? Let's be real. Like, if you could go walk down the street, everybody going to say they're a model, thanks to Instagram and the filters.
Yeah.
So, you know, so we keeping it real, though. You know, so when you get dealing with people that really know, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I don't know. I don't feel the judgmental stuff at all. Just because somebody might be shaped differently, somebody got more butts, somebody don't have butts, so whatever. You know, like I said yesterday on the show, I said everybody's unique in their own way. So I definitely agree with y'all on that one.
Yep. I mean, people. They just need to learn the definition of what's what as far as modeling, the types of photo shoots and different, you know, like the difference between urban, glamour, grunge, and all those types of things.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know the difference, then of course you're going to be lost. You're going to be super confused.
True. You are, because, I mean, it's a big difference between urban and high fashion. If we want to be real, because I get a lot of females that say it's more money in the high fashion than it is urban. That's not true. Now, what I will say, it depends on how you play the game. Like, this is where I'm a back at, because before I had to do my research. If you're in the urban modeling industry, we all know, if you get put in a publication, you better keep grinding, because you got females that be, oh, I was in such and such, you know, 3 years ago, but that's not doing nothing for you, which you probably only made probably $1,000 or less.
Yeah.
And then they're making triple off of you. And then it's just you had your hot moment, but then you're not. Now, in high fashion, of course, you got all these big designers that pay more. But at the same time, it depends on what you do with the game. That's what we're going to say. If you get in these publications, you have them post your website, you're selling stuff, and you're doing so much of the stuff, then you might be able to bubble and triple up way more than what they're making. So it's just all about how you play the game. But it is a big difference between glamour and urban modeling, seriously. And print and editorial and high fat, it's differences. You really got to do your homework.
Mm-hmm. And if you finally finished your homework, you still got more homework to do, because it changes almost. I feel like it changes almost daily, as far as what people are looking for. Unfortunately, that's like I said. That's what I think.
Mm-hmm. I feel that. I agree.
Now, as far as if you had to. You know, as far as you to pick your favorite asset of yours, what would be? No, man, I'm not gonna just leave you to one. You to pick three of your favorite assets about yourself, physical attributes. What would they be and why?
All right, already I went through this already. All right. So the first up will be my eyes, because I've been told that I have very big eyes. Mine. Entire life, and I still get that. My son gets that, where they're like, "Oh, he has big, beautiful eyes." So I think our eyes. He does.
They got gumball eyes.
Yeah. So, so our eyes are one that I like. I also like my lips. My lips, they're not too full, but they're not too thin. They have, I think they have like almost a perfect shape. And probably a third one would have to be my boobs. My boobs just came in recently, guys. So they just came in. I'm not even going to lie. They just came in. But they're all mine. They're all natural. Don't get it twisted.
You know it plays a part in that, right? The magic of pregnancy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know. That's why I tell my son all the time. I said, son, I love you to death because you brought mama some boobs. I tell him that. I really do. But, yeah, those are my three that I really do like. So if I could just be like boobs, lips, and eyes, I kind of would be creepy. But those are my attributes that I like, my assets.
Okay.
Nice.
All right, so as far as, like, letting everybody know, as far as how they can keep up with where you going, where you at, where you been, what's all the sites that you can check you out at?
We got IG, Instagram, and on there I'm under _Nyla, Nyla, _J. That's my Instagram. And then I'm also on Twitter, where I am Nyla, Nyla, _J, _model. And that's just the letter J. I'm also on Facebook, but I really don't use that too often.
All right.
Well, you know, as far as, you know, we appreciate you for coming through, and definitely, you know, I just appreciate the fact that you've been not only grinding, showing love to just you know, trying to give everybody ready for your show, but you've been also, you know, showing love to everybody else, man. You know, I appreciate that so much.
You're welcome. Like I said, it's out of love.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And spread the word. So I'm a city, live city, folks, and listen to y'all too.
So yeah. As far as everybody, so we can let everybody know how they can catch the show. They missed it. Turn them on. How they find it?
All right. Hold on, y'all can check us out on Blog Talk Radio /SettyJ. Also on the TuneIn app, on the iTunes app, and DuskBot.com.
Bam. That's how you find it. Now, as far as, you know, letting everybody know, because next week, we continue the show going in. And I think I see a caller. I'm going to go ahead and open the lines. It might be a caller. I see another call from the OKC. You want to talk? Go ahead and press 1 so I know you want to talk. Because I hate when I bring y'all on. Y'all be like, they'll be stretching their exes over. They be on the camera like, I can't believe you brought me over here. they jumped off as soon as I asked them. See, I told you. Hey, they be knowing off the kennel. They be like, oh, no, don't press the button.
Man,
yeah.
Where were they calling from?
It was calling from the 405.
Oh, wait a minute, 405, you going to hang up the phone? Come on. All
right.
Come on, son.
Don't be scary, y'all. Man, y'all got Detroit on the line. Come on, y'all. Man. Whoever just hung up the phone, man, come on, call back.
He got scared and he ran. I said, oh, my God, now he's going to open up my line. They be knowing. They know I'm open up my line. He's like, no, don't press the button. They just
come
know
on.
It's coming. But,
really lost
oh my
it.
God.
Really.
So,
yeah.
Again,
yeah,
I appreciate you coming through, and, you know, I just can't wait to meet y'all tomorrow. Can't wait. And also, got to send some love. So this is about the next week's shows. We got a lot of crazy shows coming up next week. So let you know what's going on next week on the show. Okay, so on Monday's show, we got my girl Miss Julaine of JL Angels. And as far as JL Angels, that is the modeling group. A modeling group of diverse and focused individuals. And it's actually, the JL stands for Julaine. Julaine Longoria, so that's what it stands for, and she'll be talking to us about how the group came about, how she got started modeling. She'll even have something JL Angels with her too, so can't wait for that. And they from H-Town.
H-Town, baby.
H-Town?
Then my girl Ari Imani, she'll be on the show on Tuesday, and I know she's in California. You go check this out, Terrence. She originally from Detroit. So I know what's from the go there.
Wow.
Oh, Lord. So I know I'm about to say it. I'm about to, it's going to be harder to keep your hair to be turned down.
Oh, man.
You already turned the whole show like,
oh, my God. You know, we went to Detroit behind
it. Oh, and then all the way from the West Coast, you know, and have my girl Chrissy J. on the show, man, all the J's. A shout out to everybody. The J is where it's at, man. The J is where it's at. The girl Chrissy J on the show. Chrissy J's been on the show before. Yeah, I know she participated in our Black History trivia. And, you know, she'll be coming through. This time we'll be doing an interview with her. And it's the after, she was pregnant at the time she was doing that, but now she's fresh out of her pregnancy. You know, it's been like a month and a half or so now, but she's fresh out of her pregnancy, so we can chop over her, find out how it is after birth and whatnot. And then on the 18th, we lock it in the show for the 18th, so y'all stay tuned for 18th the next Thursday. So that's all the shows next week, man. We can't wait to see y'all.
Yeah.
Turn up, we're crazy. Right. We're crazy. We're going to go on that. Y'all remind y'all everything you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, well, there's a J. Oh, there's a U.
Oh, well, there's a T.
There is. Oh, wait. Y'all to the episode of Life and Dust
Live. Life After Dust Live.
Boy, Steady J and your girl.
Here, Lamar.
All right, we have to build it. Nala J, we appreciate you for coming through, and definitely have a safe trip. I know you guys make that travel tomorrow, so just have a safe trip.
Thank you.
No problem. All right, we out. Go crazy. Woo.